suggested Tuesday, lawmakers may pursue impeachment on obstruction charges against President Donald Trump after his State Department ordered U.S. Ambassador to the European Union, Gordon Sondland, not to appear before Congress for questioning about interactions between President Trump and Ukrainian officials.
The failure to produce this witness, the failure to produce these documents, we consider yet additional strong evidence of obstruction of the constitutional functions of Congress, a co-equal branch of government.
Trump defended the border, the order, tweeting that Sondland would have testified before a totally compromised kangaroo court. Three U.S. House of Representative committees were scheduled to question Sondland behind closed doors beginning Tuesday morning. Apparently, Democratic and Republican members of Congress are not the only ones protesting President Trump's pullout of troops from Syria. Protesters, most of whom were Kurds in a Syrian village, protested today against U.S. troops pulling out from positions along the border with Turkey ahead of an expected Turkish invasion. Protesters expressed concern the U.S. was essentially abandoning Kurdish fighters who fought alongside American forces in the years-long battle to defeat the Islamic State group. Although his congressional critics disagree, President Trump says Turkey has been defeated.
We defeated this group, largely. Defeated ISIS, 100% of the caliphate, 100%. And we wanted to do 100%. I was going to do this 9 months ago, and we were not at 100%, but we were pretty close. Everyone said, can we get to 100%? Now I get to 100%. And they say, well, maybe we could stay longer. I say, well, when do we get out?
This is VOA News. Iraqi President Bahram Saleh is condemning attacks on anti-government protests.